Good day and welcome to Natural Health Dialogue. I'm Joseph Palmer. I'm here with Randy Lee, naturopathic Dr. Randy Lee, and we're going to talk for 10 minutes, as we do every episode, about natural health and how it relates to your health. We're going to try and give you as much information as we can packed into these 10 minutes. And right now, it's the beginning of December, and if you're like me, you're feeling a little bit of stress. Everybody is, perhaps to some degree, unless you're really good at this, about buying gifts and what you're going to do. And I try to avoid the here as the patent gift that I always give you, you know. And so what are some ideas where you can make somebody go, wow, that's a great gift, and also help them at the same time? We're going to talk about that today. You're going to come away from this with a pocketbook full of ideas. Randy, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, I got to thinking when we were doing the podcast, I said, generally we do one that's with some particular ailment or some particular project or something that we're talking about. But as we enter into the December timeframe, I was reminded a day or so ago that virtually every religious group or ethnicity. Anyway, virtually everyone has some kind of a holiday that they celebrate during the December timeframe, and most of those involve some gift giving. So I thought we have a number of things in our store that are related toward people being able to use them to make holiday gifts. Mm. And so I thought we'd just reference a couple of those today.
Oh, wait a minute. I thought we were just going to talk about stuff you have that could buy it and give it to somebody.
Oh, no. This is one of the things that I discovered a long time ago is that the best gifts are the gifts that you put your heart into, that you put your time and effort into. Mm. And so think about it. When your kids used to bring you that picture that they had drawn for themselves, how good it made you feel, and you're going to save the picture and you're going to do something with it. Well, nowadays, there's so many things that are popular for bath products or eating products or things like that that you could make yourself, and you can use the herbs and the essential oils to make those. So I just thought we'd go over just a few of those and say, here's some things that you could do. And for most of these, we have either the oils or the foods or the spices or things like that in the store, so you could drop by to pick up raw materials to make your things with.
And the reason, like a kit. You have kits.
Just like a kit. And okay. And here early in the holiday season, there's time then to think about what would I like to make and get it made before it actually comes to the gift-giving time. So it's an appropriate time to talk about gift-giving, even though I'm the last one in the world that likes to think about sale signs going up in August for December holidays.
Right.
You do have to think a little bit in advance if you're going to be making things yourself.
That's true. So, now, are you a last-minute gift giver?
Actually, I am not. I start collecting things for holiday giving even as early as January. If I find something, I say, you know what, that reminds me of that person. That person would really like that. Then we have a gift closet in our house where we just go ahead and buy it and stick it up in the closet and store them up. So one, you can afford it better doing it that way.
Yeah,
and secondly, it's just what I see that reminds me of someone that I think that they would like come holiday time. And so we're not really terribly – we're spontaneous, but the spontaneity may be in January, February, March, rather than the last minute at the last week of December or whatever.
Folks, you get all kinds of ideas on this show, and there's one of them. All right, yeah. Randy, what are some of the things we can make that are good gifts for people?
One of the most popular items this last year were bath bombs, and bath bombs are easy to make. They're made from baking soda and Epsom salts and cornstarch and citric acid, and basically what they are, and then essential oils of your choosing. And what they basically are is just a little ball of stuff that you can put into your bath water, and because it's got the citric acid in it, it'll start to bubble and fizz, so it's kind of nice to watch.
My kids like those.
Yeah, most people do, and they're easy to make. So we've got a few of the little molds that you can use, and then most of the ingredients you would have to make those, we have there in the store as well. That's a very popular one.
Can you make them for less expensive then you can buy them at the store?
Sure, because anybody that puts them in the store is going to be using the same materials you're using and then marking them up to have a retail markup. Mm. So if you're buying your own raw materials and making them yourself, one, it's less expensive. Secondly, you've determined what color you want it to be and what fragrance it wants to be, and you can match fragrances to personalities. Find out, your friends will find out very quickly if you know them well enough to know that you picked the right essential oil for them.
So you personalize the gift.
Absolutely.
In creative ways.
Exactly. Huh, exactly.
I like that. All right.
Another one is bath salts. Now, bath salts were long before bath bombs. That's a very recent thing. But bath salts are, and they're simple to make. Sugar scrubs are popular. And basically, you're using salt and you're using sugar and a little bit of an oil, and then essential oils to fragrance them, and some natural colorings if you want to color them. Most of the time, those don't need to be colored.
Now, what's a bath salt do for me?
Bath salts, you're going to use both table salts and Epsom salts. And Epsom salts actually draw toxins out of your body. Mm. And they put magnesium into your body. And regular table salt is, if you get like a Himalayan salt or a Celtic salt, most of those also have a lot of trace minerals in them. Your body absorbs them straight in. So you're getting healthy things in a salt product that also then helps to exfoliate, scrub the skin, take care of the natural skincare that you need as well. Plus, the oils that you're putting there can also be moisturizing to the skin.
So if somebody's giving this as a gift to someone who's never used bath salts, they can write up a little note. Maybe they're creatively, you know, pencil it up or color it or what have you, that tells you how to use it and the benefit they're getting. Like you just said, I had no idea before you just said it.
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, we've had people that brought us products where they'll put them in just an old pint jar or a ball jar or something like that, put them in there, put a nice cloth wrap around it with a ribbon on it, and then tied to the ribbon is a little recipe of how they can make their own or some of the benefits that they can get from it. You can be very creative with these, and there are a lot of creative people out there. So
very nice. How many more do we have? We've got 2.5 minutes left.
I'm just going to read through some of them. Okay. Basically, anything that you can make with an essential oil. We also have a great book called by Valerie Warwood called Encyclopedia of Aromatherapy and Essential Oils.
Ooh.
That one has lots and lots of recipes in it. I used to carry $25,000 worth of books in the store all the time. I only carry 3 or 4 of them now, and that's one that I keep on stock all the time because it's the best book that I found for working with essential oils. Don't forget things like cakes and cookies and candies, which also carry oils in those, and can be not only a great holiday treat, but therapeutic as well. So everybody loves homemade gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody should get in the practice of thinking ahead. Give to your friends and family gifts that have some of your heart in them and some thought into it so that you tie the person to the gift.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Most of those ingredients would be available at stores like ours or Hobby Lobby or many other stores that carry holiday gift-giving ideas.
Okay. So are you, can we go back to the candy? Are you saying that people can, suggesting they make their own candy?
Sure.
Okay.
You can make candy, and you can make candy that's sweet. Remember, there are also alternative sweeteners that you can use as well. Xylitol, monk fruit, stevia, other things that you can use other than sugar that'll give you the sweetness for the candy and you can put the essential oils, a few drops of essential oil in there to give it a special flavor. You can make a therapeutic candy.
And I'm guessing all these gifts could also be tied in with the idea of the actual reason for the gift giving.
The reason for the season. That's exactly right. The gift giving was demonstrated at the very beginning of the birth of Christ. And gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And oh, by the way, we have myrrh and frankincense in a form where you can use it to make things as well. So not only in the oils, but we've actually got frankincense tears and myrrh gum. Mm. Come by and see us. We'll show you a lot of holiday stuff.
Interesting gift-giving ideas. Well, I hope that's been helpful to you in terms of relieving a little bit of your stress as we go into the holiday season this year. Thank you, Randy, for that, as always, insightful information about this stuff, and we'll sign off.
We want to wish you a very blessed and joyful holiday season this year.
Amen.